Of almost 20 candidates in the recent presidential election, Mr. Abdullahi was the most moderate in his views on Israel. Whereas others said they wanted to break ties, the winning candidate said he would turn the issue over to the population to help decide. Former President Maria Oud Sid Ahmed Taya established full diplomatic ties with Israel in 1999. It is widely seen in this Arab-populated West African country that the Taya-brokered relationship with Israel was a way to appease the United States following the 1990s Persian Gulf War. Mauritanian leaders supported Iraqi President Saddam Hussein during his invasion of neighboring oil-rich Kuwait in 1991.
In order to avoid being blamed by the United States, it was strategic for him to establish the diplomatic relationship.
Mustafa Jarey's spokesman of the Association of Mauritanian Refugees in Senegal. He is one of thousands of black Mauritanians pushed out in the early 1990s when ethnic and regional tensions flared. Hundreds died fleeing the violence. For Jarey, the real issue that requires open debate is national reconciliation in a country long divided by color and ethnicity.
They wanted to hide what they have done against the black people in Mauritania during 1989 and 1992. The real problem for us is to build our national unity.
Human rights lawyer Mohamed Oud Yahba says the Mauritanian government has used its relationship with Israel to appease the World Bank when the country has had money problems. Although the World Bank is an international lending institution, it is often seen as controlled by Americans. Its presidents are citizens of the largest shareholder country, the United States. He says Mauritanians had the impression that each time the government needed to hide how weak the economy was, it would make a deal with powerful countries to hide unflattering economic data from the World Bank. As of last June, the World Bank has pledged more than $1 billion of assistance to Mauritania for what it says are much-needed poverty reduction programs. Yarba says he wants President Abdullahi to make sure any continued ties with Israel are based on real diplomacy and peace politics, and not what he calls cover-up attempts. Israel-based analyst Meir Jabdanfar says the outcome of a public debate is not the final word on Mauritanian-Israeli relations.
This is something that could change in the future. Should relations between the Israelis and the Palestinian Authority improve?
President Abdullahi has said his decision on Israel will depend in part on the outcome of talks between the leaders of Israel and Palestine on the issue of land for Palestinians. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.